line. So, how it shall be in iTunes at the end of the show, unlike last week. Sorry if you guys so desperately wanted to download last week's podcast. Just didn't show up. That was the one I was aiming for. Alright, let's see what else has been playing today. Anything decent? Anything decent? No, not really. There's so much crap on this library that they have here. I don't know, how much is it? 12,885 songs. 820 hours worth of music. Just a little bit, don't you think? Let's see how many gigs of that is. That's not it. 62 gigs of music. It's not that much, really, because you can get like iPods with like 120, and don't they go out to like 200 or something? I don't know. I'm not into big iPods. I've got like 100 songs. Well, that was epic. Let's see if I can make my voice deeper or squeakier. That'd be so awesome. Does this make it loud? No, it doesn't. Okay. Oh, what does this one do? This one isn't doing anything. Config? No. Does it make a sound? Okay. That didn't work. Oh, well. I gave it a shot. I tried to give you guys entertainment. It didn't work out. So, I know you guys should, like, put requests in. Sorry, I'm not logged into Facebook at the moment, so I can't take things over Facebook. I'll be on there in a second. You know you guys want to call. I feel so lonely. We'll call Fishy and give him crap for not coming on time. Because I'm hungry, too. I'm going to go to 7-Eleven. I'll finally get a cookie, too. So I want a cookie. Cookie, cookie, cookie. Okay. Wow, that sounds cool. Okay. So. Whoa. Hello? Anybody out there? Yeah, that's cool. Just turn up the mics and make it really, really loud. So. Whoa, that's loud again. I'm sorry, this isn't exciting, is it? So, agenda maybe might have another prank call as our alias, if you guys know of that alias, CNJ Party Planners. Pretty awesome company. You should guys invest in them. Our stocks are currently like a fraction of a cent, but hey, it's a start. We're going to get a lot of action pretty soon. A lot of party planning. Especially over there in Utah. If you guys remember that one show, where we like called that chick from Utah. Yeah. Or we could just call Microsoft Support Center again. That was a fail. That was when, Sky Caldwell was here. When I was all by my lonesome.
That was easy.
I'm so easily entertained by all this stuff here. It's so shiny. Shiny.
Thank you.
That was easy.
Okay, I'm done with all the sound effects crap. It's not working out so well. I know, you guys need to help me out here. I've only done one show by myself and it didn't work out so well. And this first 4 minutes of the show isn't working out so well either. How many people are on the new stream? You guys better be on the new stream. Oh my god, you guys aren't on the new stream. How can it be so cheap? So yeah, if you guys are listening, go to ustream.tv and then search Kyle Kalman Jordan. And we have webcam set up so you can look at all our pretty faces. Or just my pretty face. Do 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 do. Wow. Is it just me or am I boring you guys too? Let's see. Who knew it would be so hard to pick music?
Seriously.
Oh, okay, I got a classic here. We've just got to listen to it. Well, we don't have to, but it's better than just listening to me talking, right? Oh my god. Don't tell me they don't have it. Okay, they do have it. Alright, so this is a classic in the world of classics. This is Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Internet radio for Fort Collins High Schools. Clickradio.org.
Alright, how you doing? How you doing? Alright, alright.
New music.
New music.
New music.
New music.
Flick Radio.
Checkity. Can you sing?
Wait, we gotta get a count off somehow. Alright.
IGYC.
The fellow folks. That-
Something for everyone. Clickradio.org.
Actually, you can change me to
this one
too.
What? You can change me to this one. I don't feel like reaching over with that one.
Alright. Hello, hello, hello. Now you're on.
There we go.
Hello.
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 Jordan's here, by the way.
Yay! We haven't been on in 40 minutes.
Well, I haven't been on for 40 minutes. You haven't been on for like a week. No, you were on like the other day, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I was. Never mind. I'm here randomly. Because I'm awesome like that.
Yep.
So I'm eating these little gummy blue and white sharks. They're pretty good.
Hmm.
What are you eating over there?
7-Eleven hot dog.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's amazing.
It's like an orgasm in your mouth.
Exactly.
One that we waited 15 minutes for.
Yeah.
For a hot dog that's probably been sitting there for several hours.
It was the last one. I got the last hot dog.
Huh. That's still 15 minutes is too long.
Yeah.
For little blue sharks. That's gonna sit on my microphone all night. So.
That guy looked like he was high.
The guy?
Yeah. Oh, he was something.
Yeah. Maybe we're all high from this fire.
Yeah. Since it's like right next to Boulder.
Which you just found out.
Yeah, I just found that out. I thought it was by Pueblo.
Close enough. You're in the proximity. You got the right state.
Yeah, I got the state right. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, and I found this little thing.
Oh, yeah, the little troll.
Yes, troll fluffy thing.
Yes.
It looks like that thing from that one movie.
Chucky?
No. That...
Toy Story?
No. it was like one of those animated ones. Well, it was Toy Story, but... Oh, the hair. Oh, I saw it was the trailer for it, but I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
It was made out of...
Maybe we should use this troll in our logo for our show. Because we finally decided on a name.
Yeah.
No thanks to Kyle!
Oh, it would have been C&J Party Planners anyway, so we would have left him out either way.
Yeah.
But that's what he gets.
You snooze, you lose, buddy.
Yep.
He won't even talk to me.
Oh, he won't even talk to me either.
Who knows? Maybe he came out of the closet. I love you, Kyle.
And he's already been out of the closet.
Oh, we know.
Haven't you heard? Whoa, the light, the key number things on my laptop are, like, glowing.
So sorry. How is it being a sophomore at Fossil Ridge High School? Weird. Yes, you can find Callum Schneider at Fossil Ridge High School.
Yes.
Every day.
I'll give you my locker number, you can come and stalk me.
That would be creepy.
It would be.
Do people at Fossil actually use their lockers?
Yeah.
We don't use them at Collins.
Why?
Because the floor plan is so weird, it's inconvenient.
Oh, it's so stupid for Fossil, too.
Yeah. I mean, the schools are so big that the 5 minutes you get as a passing period, how long are your passing periods?
8.
Oh, yeah, ours are 5.
5 for Mondays.
Oh, okay, that sucks. But 5 minutes to get from class to class, that's like no time to stop your locker.
Mm. We have the extra 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, Fossil looks like a giant stick figure if you look at it from above. Yeah.
That was Waterson.
Yeah, Waterson.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
He's like, yeah, it's so stupid. My locker is like in his right big toe, and I have one class in his mohawk in his other.
Yeah, I don't know how you worked that out because I can easily get from one side of the school to the other in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe he was smoking in between.
Yeah. But the really good thing about Fossil is they isolate all the freshmen upstairs.
That would be nice.
Because there's like one little upstairs north area, but there's no upstairs west or east.
Right.
So
I would like it at Collins if they would isolate the freshmen and all the Mexican.
Well, that would take off 3/4 of the school, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And that population seems to be growing.
Yeah.
Dang Mexicans getting it on. Yeah, sorry, that cop probably could have gotten me in trouble.
Probably, yeah.
But it's just like there's so many freshmen that they pack the hallways.
Freshmen. I'm liking that. I'm going to use that. Freshmen.
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 Freshmen. Fresh. Freshies. Yeah. Well, they pack the hallways, and then the Mexicans just stand in the middle of the hallway and think they're all cool with their Mexican music. It's all the same song of La Cucaracha, just a different version.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, it's really fun going through the freshman locker bay, because like, they have their own separate locker bay,
mm-hmm.
and they got like all the classrooms around it. And I walk through there to get to one of my classes, because it just takes forever to go around. And so you got the really short people you're about to step on, and then you have the people who are abnormally taller than you. And it's just creepy. Yeah, there's a fair amount.
All our freshmen are super short, except for one on the soccer team.
Yeah, there's like none of them are my height. They're all either like the few taller ones, and the rest you're just gonna step on.
It's kind of made me mad this year. I've always been the tallest one in the, or the tallest or one of the tallest in the class, but this year I'm like the shortest in the class now.
Mm.
Kind of sucks. What? What? Is there something on my face?
I'm trying not to make a sound in the mic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're out of it.
Yes. What the hell is this song? Presidents of the United States of America. The hell is this? I want to hear this
one. Yeah, I've heard of it, I think. But I'm sad alone in a
boggy marsh. Never mind.
Yeah.
It was alright. So, it is almost 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday night, after Labor Day. You should call in at 1-888-212-KLIK.
And tell us your Labor Day adventure.
Yes.
Or non-adventure.
Or if you don't remember your weekend, you should still call in.
Yes. That gives an interesting story.
Yeah. As we all know, if you can't remember your weekend,
tell us when you went to sleep and tell us when you woke up, and then we'll figure out what happened in between.
Yes. Have you ever seen the movie The Hangover? Well, we'll kind of do like a detective thing like that movie.
Yeah. Just work our way back.
Yeah. And if anyone's story involves a naked Asian, I will applaud you.
Yeah. Hopefully a chick.
What? Have you seen The Hangover?
No.
You need to
see that one. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Go to YouTube, type in Hangover Naked Asian with a crowbar.
That's funny.
You gonna fuck on me?
La 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 la. Oh, I need to find something. You know I think I was telling you this about last week, the truth about Arabs?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
The sky has it on his...
That's the truth about Arabs.
Yes. Sky has it on his phone. It was actually really awesome.
Dude.
2,000 years, this little tiny fucking
app.
What?
That isn't the one, but it sounds pretty good. Alright, I'll let that load.
I think we need some background music.
Sounds good.
With the amount of dead air we have.
Oh, I did a really awesome thing before you showed up.
Yeah?
I got a Justin Bieber song and turn the pitch all the way down. And it actually sounds like a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Through modern technology, we are able to make him a man.
The only problem is I had to turn it all the way down. As far as it would go. Alright, let's give this another shot.
2,000 years, this little tiny fucking island has been raped and pillaged by people who have come here and wanted a piece of it. 2 fucking world wars. Men have laid down their lives for this.
Yeah, that was mine.
And for what?
I think.
So we can stick our,
you plug it in?
Oh.
And say, yeah, this is England, and this is England.
I don't know. That one's about England. Anyway, I'll find it. Sky, if you're listening, text me on... Well, not text me. Like, write me on Facebook. And tell me where you find that Truth About Arabs thing.
Yeah.
Because it's really funny.
We're already logged on. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm making sure our phones work. In case anyone actually decides to call in at 1-888-212-KLIK.
Already logged on.
Alright, thank you, lady.
Am I plugged in? Is the iPod on?
There you go.
I mean, people think I'm super rich. Believe me, I'm not super.
That's not it.
Oh, okay. So. We're trying to find a video about the truth about Arabs.
It's actually done by an Australian guy, I think.
All the funniest things are done by Australians.
زاد الممنهج بالإدارات الأمريكية المتعاقبة في شراء الذمم وخاصة ذمم.
For some reason, I don't think that's it.
It sounds like my Spanish class. Okay, my Spanish class makes me mad. Because I've not only do I have my native Spanish-speaking teacher yelling at me in Spanish, a bunch of people yelling at me in Spanglish, people yelling at me in English, I have two girls from Egypt yelling at me in whatever language they have. It's just...
What do they speak anyway?
I don't know, but they wear veils.
Have you guys got a bunch of foreign exchange students this year?
No, we did last year, though.
We have a lot this year. We have, like, six. It's one from New Zealand, which is kind of awesome. It's our...
Were they there for the earthquake?
No. They lived in the wrong place.
Oh, okay. Dude, did you hear about it, though?
Yeah.
It ripped a whole new fault.
Wow.
In the earth.
I didn't hear that much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently it was the same magnitude as Haiti.
Right.
But because the New Zealanders actually have something decent, which is good buildings, so
yeah,
didn't destroy them.
Unlike Haiti.
But I don't think they've had any casualties, which is good to hear.
Yeah, I heard there was injuries, but no casualties.
Yeah, it was like a guy with a broken arm or something.
Yeah. But yeah, it like the whole like new Australian plate, whatever, that plate that they're on, it ripped it in half.
Australasian one, I think?
Yeah, something like that. It ripped it in half.
Uh-oh.
Like, the Earth's surface, it just...
Like, directly in half, or like, where New Zealand is?
Where New Zealand is, okay. it ripped a new hole. Because
if it's in half, then it would probably cut Australia in half.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of bad.
Australia, South Australia.
It's actually pretty good, because no one gives a crap about the Western Australian, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's just desert, 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 Perth, desert, desert.
Wait, what was that?
Perth.
Perth?
The one little city that I have out there.
Oh.
Has like less than 1 million people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I haven't heard that part.
Oh,
come on.
Callum's having trouble finding this. So listen to the awesome tunes of the Da Shot Boys. So, what are we going to do tonight, Callum? What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Cheese.
Cheese?
I could really go for some pepper jack right now.
Craig. Did you find that?
Alright, well, you should call in at 1-888-212-KLIK. Because we're probably boring you. And if you call in, we'll shut up.
Or we'll talk more interesting stuff when you give us more interesting stuff to say.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like knowing how many listeners there are.
It's kind of annoying.
What? Yeah.
Oh, and we have the Ustream account, too, open.
Oh, yeah.
Post
that to Facebook.
Yeah. Me?
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you have more friends.
All right.
And we only have one viewer, and that's me over here.
All right. So, if you go to our Facebook page, which is brand new, there's absolutely no logo or anything on it. It's called Winner Gets a Cookie, because that's the name of our show.
Hmm.
We will post the live feed of our studio on our Ustream account. What's the Ustream account?
Kyle Kalman Jordan.
It's a long account.
Click radio at the end too.
Oh crap. Alright. So if you go to Facebook and search Winner Gets a Cookie and press the little box that pops up, you'll be awesome. Where did the Ustream account go? Okay.
So, I'm posting it now. Kyle Callum.
So, do we have any current events to talk about?
Current events. Hold on. Talk.
Oh, me?
Yeah. All right. So, I'm gonna post it in a second here, once I get Bitly to load.
Oh, here we go. This should be interesting.
Hey everyone, it's me, Marco, Bosnian Frenchman, everything, whatever. Just letting you guys know, this is going to be my first and last blog, right? Let's celebrate. Woo! Right. Now, okay, the reason why I'm doing this, okay, is because I've noticed that there's a lot of people in here who have made a name for themselves just blogging, doing nothing. They've made a name for themselves, okay? You know how much time and effort we put into this, okay? And what do we get if we're...
It says terrorist message. I thought it would be interesting, but it's not. Oh, well, I tried.
All right. I'm trying to get Bitly to work, but it's not working right now.
Google. Oh, yeah, if you guys haven't been to Google today, go to Google. They have the little bouncy ball things. It's so awesome.
Bouncy ball things?
Well, that's not it. Yeah, click that.
Whoa!
And then if you just let it go, it goes back to Google. If you play it during, like, an R&B song or something, and then just put your mouse in the middle, and every time there's a beat, just move it to the right a little, and then to the left, and it goes really awesome with the music.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
I noticed that today. So hang on, let's see.
Alright, this email is not coming in.
I still hear your voice when you stand next to me. I still feel your touch in my...
Hey, it actually works out pretty good, if it's going. Oh, I'm easily entertained.
Clearly.
Yep.
We'll play that song later.
Do you just turn it off?
Yes.
No, I just turned it off too. So yes, I got the verdict from Sky. He can't... he doesn't know where he got it from. His dad had it for years, so...
Alright, let's see.
So what do we have on the agenda? Do we want to... do a CNJ party planner thing, or...
I don't know. Who can we call?
So where's Ray?
Yeah, we already did her, though. Not in that way. Get your minds out of the gutter. Bah. Alright. Go to our Facebook page, because only 3 freaking people like it, and it's 2 of them are me and Callum.
Zalem and Reese?
Yes.
Ha, called it.
Yeah, it's Winner Gets a Cookie, and I'm posting the link to...
And hopefully we'll actually right give out cookies one day.
We will give out cookies. We will. So you need to actually listen, and yeah. So my post is saying, "View or
oh, vibrating."
That's what she said. Be creepers and watch Jordan. We can tag ourselves. Jordan Fisher. No, I don't think I can tag myself. That's retarded.
Oh my god, I've been getting texts all day from CBS4 saying, oh, there's going to be a news conference about the fire. And there's been about five of those.
Like, wow, I almost just tagged my dad for some reason.
Alrighty then. Competition ideas.
Competition ideas?
Yeah, I'm Googling it.
Alright.
Balloon-powered vehicle? Airport? Okay, that's not the competition I was looking for.
Balloon-powered vehicle. Why don't we go ask the Heenies down the street? Mr. Balloon Boy.
You took that balloon boy.
My dad actually saw Falcon and his dad at the liquor store.
Hiding in an attic.
Yeah. No joke.
Well, it provided entertainment.
What?
It provided entertainment.
True. But now all the world knows Fort Collins now is Balloon Boy and riots.
Yeah. There's a friend from mine in Australia who was on Facebook the day that Balloon Boy went up, and he was saying, oh yeah, me hear about the Balloon Boy going up. And it's like, hang on, how does that work out?
Yeah. Well, you know what an Amber Alert is?
Yeah, it's when like a child thing going on.
Yeah. Well, I guess the last one that happened here made it to Australia in 7 seconds.
Wow.
That's how fast it passed through texting across the globe. And it went through up to like Spain first.
Hmm.
And then to like the Czech Republic and then to Australia or something like that.
Yeah.
It was weird. And it was 7 seconds.
Gotta love Facebook, right?
Yeah. And texting.
It's crazy what the world's become.
Alright, maybe we should play some music.
Yeah.
Gustavo's Northwestern. I hate CAPTCHA.
Yeah, me too.
Watch, I'll get it wrong. Oh, I actually got it this time. Oh, wow, look at that. I posted the link, and you can actually watch the video live on our Facebook. How awesome is that?
That is awesome. Get started. Upload an image or take a photo with your webcam. Let's do that for now.
With a webcam?
Yeah. Oh, I can do it with my webcam.
Well, what the?
I don't know. What do you want a picture of?
Look right.
Whoa. This is the same thing with mine, too.
It's like not the full thing.
Yeah, it's like... I know, maybe we should do like one of those girly poses with that.
Wait, how do I take the picture? Oh, we're figuring this out, people. Alright.
You hit the take picture button, I think? No, you hit the little camera.
Alright, pose.
Hang on a minute. Uh-oh. No, are you doing it yet?
Yes, I'm doing it.
It counts down. If you click the little camera thing, it counts down.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I told you.
Alright, we're going to do this
start
again.
Start again, yeah.
Alright. 3, 2, 1.
Exciting. I'm looking to save that one. That's pretty cool. Refresh.
How does that work for now?
That works for me.
And I'm going to make a website for us on Click. You want to help?
Sure. Tell me how. Alright. What can we multitask?
Multitask?
Yeah.
How can we multitask what?
Do that and try and provide an entertaining experience for our viewers.
Yes, we can.
Or listeners. It's not really our viewers.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys still have the Peter, Jordan, and Tom page.
Yeah, we had to keep the page because that show still holds the record for the most viewers.
How many was that?
37.
Now it's sealed forever.
It is sealed forever. Until someone actually comes up with legit content, and yes, that is a show. But they're crap.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They didn't hear that. They don't list anything on here anyways. Alright, I've heard this song enough.
You too.
Alright, well, I guess we should play a song, huh? We will play a song.
Holy crap, that was like a year ago.
What?
The last time you did the show.
Yeah, we started in August.
Yeah, ended in October.
Yeah. I love that show because it gave me something to look forward to on Mondays.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
That gave me good homework sounds.
I know, and we did our homework during the show too, which is kind of interesting how we did that.
Mm.
I miss that studio though. Did you ever get to go to that studio? It was nice because we had, yes, it was half the size of this one, but we had windows. Openable windows.
Oh.
And we could do like street shout outs, and we had a lobby and another, like an office room too. So, anyway, here goes a song that's very close to me and Callum's heart. Yeah, it's a pretty awesome song. So, stay tuned and call in at 1-888-212-KLIK.
We'll be back in, was it one song or two songs? Is that
I don't
measure
know.
Of. Well,
and we are on Click Radio.
Yes. Oh, we didn't do the THX theme when we came on. Just realized that. It's a little too late now. It's been an hour and 15 minutes.
I don't care, we're doing it.
Interesting.
You're listening to Callum and Jordan on Click Radio.
Y'all.
On the show, winner gets a cookie. Because we owe like 4 people cookies. Dude, we should do that.
I can be like the paparazzi here.
Oh, mine's like soldered in.
So, isn't there another one hanging down there?
Whoops. Callum is our new paparazzi. Oh, I think my mic got... Whoops. Our mics got detached. That's what she said.
That's not good for the mic.
No, it's not.
Is that you or is that me?
What?
Wait to unplug me.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Why are you... Alright, anyway. Wait, so what's my mic? Or my headphones?
Oh, the one plugged in the front? Oh, yeah, that's these headphones. And then the rest are in the back. Whoa.
That controls line, too.
Oh, I thought it was the microphone that was doing that, but it's my...
Hello.
Headset that's doing that. Creepy.
Alright, I'll figure that out in a second.
What? That sounds weird.
Does it work still?
It's only in my right ear.
What? Now does it work?
Yeah.
How about now?
Just in my right ear.
How about now?
Say something.
Hello.
Yeah. Right. Left. Right.
Left, right, left, right.
Alrighty.
Left, 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 right, left.
So, we decided that once we can figure out what something to say, we're going to send a message to the lead singer of a band, which we'll play that band in a second here, and see if we can get him on the air. If you want to talk to him on the air, which I don't know if he'll let us do that or anything. Or
he's probably on a tight schedule.
I don't even know if he'll call in.
Yeah. Didn't you try it some other time?
Yeah, but I screwed up the username.
Yeah, because it just showed up like as a...
Well, his... In his username, he puts his middle initial in there. And I always forget it. So we're going to do that in a second. Once we can figure out something to say. So you can call in at 1-888-212-KLIK and you can ask us a question. And then we can ask him if he calls in. Or you can email me at jordan@fcyb.org and with the question, or contact me on Facebook or post it to our Facebook page. Winner gets a cookie.
So yes, if any of you out there are tweeters, what do you call them?
Twits?
Twits. That's it.
I'm a twit.
And you see a famous person posting something about what?
I don't know. Anything.
Well, about like they're free or something, or they're answering like questions
they're answering
or something.
Questions or something.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know.
Or even if not,
and we'll judge if they're decent or not, and then
yeah.
But see if any of them have posted something interesting.
This could be a new segment of our show.
Yes. So we can get famous people to call in.
Yes. And then we'll have them on recording.
Yeah. Is that legal?
They called in.
Don't we have to get, like, their consent or something? I don't know how this stuff works.
It's a radio station. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Yep. It's an internet radio station.
Dun dun dun.
We have that sound effect on there.
Oh my gosh, where is it? What's it called?
It's on like the fourth page. It's basically dun dun dun. It's bottom right up one.
Oh my gosh, that was epic. So yeah, that's coming up soon. Callum, I thought we talked about this. You can't do that in the studio.
Aww. But they got a couch.
Yeah, I don't want to know what's on that couch.
Me neither. There's weird stains on there.
Yep.
I might get another listener, too.
So yeah, call in at 1-888-212-KLIK.
What were you just doing?
Pressing buttons.
Oh, that's cool. I like pressing buttons.
Yes. And sliding sliders.
Yes.
Alright, so I guess we could just play another song. Actually, we'll introduce this person we're going to try and contact with the next song. Here it goes. Let's see, what song can we play? We'll play their most well-known song, I guess. That'll probably be the best. Yeah, I think so. So, if you want to know who we're going to contact, or try to contact at least.
Yes, attempt to.
You can listen to the next song. And if you don't know who it is, you can call in at 1-888-212-KLIK, and we'll answer it for you, or we'll make fun of you. No, we won't make fun of you. I'm just kidding.
I might make fun of you.
Yeah.
But no one cares what my
opinion little is. Troll might make fun of you.
Which, by the way, easy. If you guys remember from last week when I was distressing over the lost troll thingy, we found it. It was hiding behind this little thingy here.
Has he always been missing an arm?
Yeah. That fell off at encampment. Yes.
Okay.
So the story behind this fuzzy little thing, it was logistics at the Colorado Wing encampment this year down in Colorado Springs. And we're going through like all the dorm rooms, making sure the cadets had everything they needed. And one of the cadets just came out the door and said, "Hey, we found this thing behind our door, and what do you want us to do with it?" It's like, "Oh, okay, we'll take care of it."
So now it's in the Click Studio.
Yes, and we did the adventures of, I think we called him Fluffy Buffy.
Fluffy.
We had a really ADD guy.
Fluffy Buffy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they put that in the newsletter. It was, "Where's Fluffy Buffy?"
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The newsletters are always interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know who we're going to try and contact, that is Famous. Listen to the next song. It'll give you the clue. Hint. It's the lead singer.
Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink.
Ginger. That's your biggest hint.
Yeah. Just think Jordan, and then think of all the artists he likes, and then...
All the what?
All the artists that you like, all the kind of things, and then think of pretty much the only ginger guy. You should be able to get it.
I'm trying to think of if there's any other gingers.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Gingers. There's not many gingers in music.
No. The only other one I know is... Paramore.
Haley Williams.
Yeah.
I like Haley Williams.
Yeah.
But that's a girl. It's a dude.
It's a dude.
Graham.
You got Shaun White, too. And he doesn't sing.
Yeah, Shaun White. They actually kind of look like almost...
Yeah, they do. They got like the same hairdo.
Yeah. So anyway, here goes your hint. What if we like played it backwards? Can we do this? Do that in here?
We can play the pitch like really squeaky.
That probably gave it away right
there.
Yeah.
It actually sounded like Haley Williams.
Alright.
Do you want to play a different song so we just play through that thing pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do this one.
Yeah, that one's... Wait, which one's that one?
That's their newest big hit.
Oh, that one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, here goes your hint. We're going to try and contact him if we can find something to say.
Yeah.
We might need to, like, write down a script.
So yes, go ahead and call us.
Yeah, 1-888-212-KLIK.
5545.
5545.
Yeah. And then give us ideas of what to say to this mysterious character, which we basically named for you.
Ginger. Yes, it's a ginger. So, here it goes. Soon. I don't know. So here's your hint. This song is pretty big right now.
Wasn't ready for that one.
High School Internet Radio. Clickradio.org.
And that was your hint.
Yeah. Any takers?
The phone is silent.
Yes.
Maybe I should see if it actually works.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah. So you should call in at 1-888-212-KLIK or 5545 if you don't know what KLIK is. I mean... If you text nowadays, should.
Well, you might have one of those ghetto phones that doesn't have, like, numbers on them.
That is pretty ghetto.
Yeah. I hate those phones.
5-5-4.
Wait, my phone's like that.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's my phone.
Are you hearing it in your headphones?
Yeah. Oh, well, it works.
Yeah.
I added these fancy new buttons.
What buttons?
I programmed this one, so if you hit the hit the speaker and you press the top button, it automatically calls me.
Why you?
Because I'm El Presidente. Yes. And I put Jake's in there as the second button, but he just texted me today and that his number changed. So does anybody know who we're going to try and contact? Call in at 1-888-212-KLIK. 1-888-212-5545. Email me at jordan@fcyb.org. Or contact me or Callum on Facebook. Text. Telepathy. Dolphin noises.
Alright, I'm serious. If you guys, like, manage to put something in my head, I'll give you, like, 100 cookies.
Oh, that's a lot of cookie debt.
Like the good cookies.
like Otis Spunkmeyer, like Schools.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant.
Is that you?
How many cookies would that be? Or how much would it cost? So you get 3 cookies for $1.
Mm-hmm.
Calculator.
So you can get 30 cookies for $10. And then...
So it'd be like $33.
Yeah, it'd be like $33. Wow, it took me forever to work that out in my head.
Oh, shit.
It really wasn't that hard either.
I know, it was like... Well, I'm spacing. I'm not in school mode, so... Ow, that really hurt.
Okay. So yeah, that's your hint. Call in if you want to a Come question on. To be answered.
You guys, you don't want to. You know, you want to have your human being, not you, have yourself represented in front of a big.
All right, you know what? I'm just money. Gonna stop with the hint thing.
Yeah.
His name's Travis Clark. He's a ginger. He's the lead singer of We the Kings.
And he looks like Sean White.
Yes, he does. If you want to ask him a question, call in at 1-888-212-KLIK, 1-888-212-5545. That's the only way I'm going to accept questions.
Yeah, no Facebooky.
Yeah.
Unless your phone is dead, but I still don't believe you anyway.
Yeah. You know, my email is so slow that I probably won't get it until it's too late.
Just Facebook or call. Well, just call.
Screw Facebook. Please just call. If you want to ask Travis Clark a question, you know, and he may not actually call. Yeah.
Don't say that. Because then people won't call in.
But then, we have to say that, otherwise that's false advertising. I'm going to sue you for all you have. Give me your house and your car keys.
We don't have anything.
That's true.
We have 2 computers, a couple mics, and a fridge.
Hey, I would sue for that.
Yeah. Pretty decent computers, though, I must say. Yeah,
especially this one over here. The God computer.
Yes. And sorry, Caitlin, I didn't get your... what do you call it? Telepathy.
Oh, telepathy?
Telepathy, that's how you say it. As I said, I'm not in school mode.
No one's calling in!
What are you pressing, anyway?
These channels that don't do anything.
Oh, okay.
Someone needs to call in, or I'm going to shoot someone. Serious.
What are you going to shoot?
Call in at 1-888-212-KLIK, 1-888-212-5545.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa, I didn't mean to do that one.
Boing!
Alright.
Okay, so we got this thing here. I don't know, we don't have that many listeners, but there's a guy, there's a senior at Rocky. His name's Skylar Colwell. He hosts Click Country on Mondays. And he is looking for a homecoming date. So far, we have Kyle and half of me and... someone else's sister, the co-host of Click Country's sister. So, if you guys want to take this guy to homecoming,
go on a blind date, smoking hot man.
Yes, he is one of our male strippers for C&J Party Planners.
Yes, C&J Party Planners.
Yes.
And you know, Sky is like a pendulum; he swings both ways. Or he could be more like a compass at the North Pole. It just spins in all directions. He'll do anything. So, you know, he's always an option for all you lucky ladies and gentlemen and trannies and hermaphrodites.
Well, I think we only have one girl listening, so. Plus Reese.
I'm going to play a song.
Okay. That sounds... Oh, my God. I hate this chair. I can't like put my feet up without it turning.
All right.
I don't know about you, but this isn't, like, the most interesting show that we've had.
It's not?
No. We've had better days.
Yes, we've... I've seen better days.
I haven't heard that song. Is that song on there?
Sugar Ray...
Alright, just send that thing to what's his face and see what comes back, and we'll just say hi, we love you, and then hang up.
Yeah. Alright.
Visita Harivanta, me spela lite Dota.
Don't worry, be happy.
Sidetracked, isn't it?
We're on. That was the Ready Set, Love Like Woe. They may be coming to a concert hosted by Click Radio.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
In theories.
In theories. Those are one of the first bands I'm gonna attack for.
Attack, attack.
Attack, attack. That's a good band.
Charge.
So, for the last couple minutes, we've been...
Have you given a shout-out to... What's his face yet?
Who?
Travis.
Oh, no. Because no one's called in. Or sent me messages. We're going to try and contact Travis Clark of We the Kings. I know. And see if he'll... Him and maybe the band will call in. Maybe answer some of our questions. If you have questions that you would like us to ask them, then you can email me at jordan@fcyb.org, jordan@clickradio.org. Message either myself or Callum on Facebook. Post on our Facebook page, winner gets a cookie. Or our number one choice, your question will be have the top priority. 1-888-212-KLIK. Click. 1-888-212-5545.
Whoa.
Click.
I'm switching positions.
That is what she said. So yeah, you should call in at 1-888-212-KLIK, 1-888-212-5555, because we're going to try and get him on the line. Up next, we got our first request of the night, which is Kesha, TikTok. So if you want to hear your favorite music,
good.
It is good. If you want to hear your music, go to clickradio.org, press the tune in button, and hit request, and make your request there. And
just do what he says.
Yes, just do it.
Wow, I can switch between microphones. This is cool.
What?
I can switch between microphones. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Alright, I'm done.
Yeah, Callum is interesting.
Thank you.
But we love him.
But this is confusing though, because I don't know which one to go to. If you ask me a question, I don't know if to go left or right.
I'll just keep them both on, then.
Exactly.
Wait, there's this song I wanted to play. Let me see if I can find it.
Ah, la 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 la. What's playing, huh?
It's a good song.
Alrighty then. I can like put them in the middle here. Surround sound.
Indeed. You're hearing.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Yes. Why don't we do it in the road?
Because that just sounds wrong.
It is wrong.
Is it supposed to be wrong?
I think so. It is the Beatles. They
the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yes. If you didn't know...
That was easy.
We talked about it earlier. Go to google.com and press the little dots that pop up.
Well, you should just be able to go to Google and then it should show up.
Well, if you go to Google, it does that.
Well, that's just because... I think you did that on your thingy, so...
Well, yeah. But they have this cool little dot thing, and it's pretty awesome. But I just got a friend that posted on Facebook. His name's Nathaniel Beer. Wow, someone at Google must have been really bored. This is true.
Oh, I love Beer. He doesn't know me, but I love him. Did you see what his comment to it was?
Uh-huh.
Whole bunch of balls. But yes, if you guys haven't noticed that yet, go to Google and then play like a song that has like distinct beats, so like a rock song or R&B song, I don't know, whatever you guys listen to, and then each time you have like a beat, just move your mouse a little to the right, a little to the left, and it actually looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, it does. Right. If you get it right.
Yeah.
But you gotta have skills.
Yes.
Skills to pay the bills.
I haven't heard that one before.
I said it when I was little.
Aww.
So up next is our first request of the night.
Enjoy.
Up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses on.
www.clickradio.org.
And that was Kesha, TikTok.
Yep. What he said.
Says the Aussie. Tell him you're so out of it tonight.
Why?
I don't know.
I haven't said much today.
No, you haven't.
I'm kind of acting like I do at school. Just don't say anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that too at school.
Yeah. And then we're like bouncing off the walls outside.
Yeah.
Except not for today, we're just boring today. Well, at least I am. Alright, so what are we going to talk about?
Sorry, I'm...
Spacing.
Indeed. Alright, so you have about 60 seconds to call in at 1-888-212-KLIK or email me at jordan@fcyb.org, jordan@clickradio.org. Message us on Facebook, Kyle, or not Kyle, Callum or me, Jordan. Or somehow you can get a... Wow. You should go to our Facebook page, make a comment there, where you can watch the live stream of Callum acting like a dolphin hitting the mic, hanging from
cat
this
with a ball yarn
thing. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
That's making my eyes water.
So, yeah, you submit your questions for us to try and ask Travis Clark. We're going to submit this.
Why 60 seconds?
Shout out. Because I'm going to do it at 9. I'm going to shout out in 10 seconds. So...
Do it.
You
do
should
it.
Definitely...
I want to talk to someone famous. I haven't talked to someone famous for a while.
For a while.
At all, actually.
All right, here it goes.
What up,
boy? Submit your request.
Do it now.
This is Apple the App.
Fergie. And we the Black Eyed Peas.
This is Click Radio.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll. Only shooting stars break the mold.
All day and all night, the hottest hits on planet Earth are right here. Right here. Woo-hoo! This is...
Y'all know the name.
Click Radio.
You're right, this is Click Radio.
Yes.
Yes. I'm having too much fun with the sound effects tonight.
Y'all.
Anyway, that was dead air.
Sorry, I'm reading crap.
We sent a message to Travis Clark, the lead singer of We the Kings, and we'll see if he replies. We asked him to call in, even though I forgot to put the phone number in the tweet. Darn. Anyway.
Make sure it wasn't dead air again.
Whoa, I like totally spaced there. Like, legitly crazy space.
That was a lot. Especially chemistry.
Yeah, I did that in chemistry a lot.
That'd fix.
Oh my god.
Alright, let's see what the onion has to say.
The what?
The onion.
The onion? Oh, the onion.
Yes, the onion.
The number one news source in America.
Yes, America's finest news source is what it says. Let's see. Obama blasted by cool, refreshing air.
What?
I have no idea. Dum 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 dum.
All
right. Here we go. Baby loses train of thought.
Wow.
How do I loading article? There we go. Wendy's to phase out unpopular hamburger sandwich. Representatives for the restaurant chain Wendy's announced Tuesday that due to the item's continually dismal performance, the company would be discontinuing the Wiley Dick hamburger sandwich.
Interesting. I totally didn't listen to that, sorry.
Don't worry, you didn't miss much.
Should we play a song? Or should we talk?
We just played a song. Let's speak.
Oh yeah, I gotta do homework.
Smooth.
Oh my gosh. So.
So yes, for you, however many listeners we have. How many listeners do we have?
I don't know.
Oh, we have no one watching the Ustream anymore. So yeah, if any of you guys are from Fossil, you need to make like a Fossil show. Because we're the one school that doesn't have a show.
Besides Callum.
Yeah, besides me.
And Pooter's pretty lame.
Well, no one cares about Pooter, seriously.
I wanted to go to Pooter.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry you feel
like
that.
Really wanted to go to Pooter. Oh well.
And Rocky over here. Collins is leading the pack.
Yeah, you guys are like owning.
The majority of our programming is.
Whoa, I just got a crazy sound.
Oh, that was. Why is that going through?
What was it? It's because he has the alerts on.
No, it's not.
What's the one to the right?
I gotta change the sound card. Anyway, it was my Skype.
Okay. So yeah, Fossil guys, we need to make a show.
Yeah, because Collins is dominating. Go Lambkins.
I'm sorry, you can't help to laugh. I mean, you laugh too.
Even we laugh. It's true.
It's so manly. It's no.
We're adorable. We will kill you with our adorableness.
Sorry, the look you just gave to me when you said,
it's adorable.
Hey, we say it with a look of death.
I still need a picture of that.
What?
And put that on Facebook, a picture of you with that, and then it says, it's adorable. Let's sing.
Old. Lambkins are adorable. We're little baby lambs.
They're so cute and fluffy.
Well, saber cats are pussies, and lobos are stupid. And I haven't thought of anything for impalas yet.
Apparently, we have a defector against the adorableness too.
What?
One of my friends says she'll remain alive despite your adorableness.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Although it's funny, the Collins has about 2% school spirit.
2% what?
School spirit.
Really?
That we have very little.
Huh.
Everything about Collins is pretty much parties and getting high.
Yeah, from what I heard.
There, I could probably count. I probably couldn't count on two hands how many people I saw who were high today. I actually know a couple kids who haven't gone to a single class this year because they've been smoking every day.
Wow.
Yeah. They're ruining their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Go Collins! Yes! Purple and gold.
So you're 10%, right?
I didn't say that.
We actually have decent school spirit. I mean, people actually wear green. But besides that, not really. We're proud to be saber cats rather than lambkins.
Jeez. I've got a song for Collins right now.
Uh-oh. Is it Justin Bieber?
No. Actually, have you seen that video that I posted?
No.
Of Justin Bieber getting hit in the head with a water bottle?
No, I haven't seen that. I'm always like, all right, I'm going to see that.
AJ originally posted it.
Who?
AJ.
Oh, Johnson?
Yeah. I'll have to post it to our Facebook. It's Winner Gets a Cookie, and I'll show you the video.
Justin Bieber. Oh, it's not in the top list of searches.
Let's see.
It's,
I want...
Hit by a water bottle.
Oh my... John Bradley. Mr. FCHS. Yes.
Justin Bieber hit by a water bottle. This isn't it. There's some creepy old guy.
Yeah, there's that one video there.
Oh, there we go. Does the sound on this one work?
See everybody, because I love you guys. But
that's awesome.
Ow! That didn't feel good. I don't know why. Yeah, I just want to
replay that.
Look at this.
But yeah, I just want to see everybody because I love you guys. But ow! That didn't feel good. I don't know.
Let's listen to that. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. I'm going to post it to our Facebook page.
It looks like more than a water bottle. It looks like a towel and a water bottle.
Yeah. So someone was trying to do some damage.
Yes.
And I applaud that person.
I know. I mean, I will give that person like 10,000 cookies. Because they're awesome. I know. What is he, 16 now? And his balls haven't dropped yet.
What balls?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it's just a cover-up.
Probably. Let's see if this song loaded. It's almost loaded.
What song? But,
John Bradley's Mr. FCHS video. Look it up. John Bradley, Mr. FCHS. Stop!
Dude, it sounds awesome. They can still hear me.
It's almost loaded, but it's pretty funny. Mr. FCHS is a male beauty pageant that we host every year.
Oh, that's not
Pooter
fair.
Also has one, Mr. PHS. So
all right, I'm done.
I'm gonna play this song for you guys.
Wake up in the morning, Mr. Life as a musical. Take a shower, brush my teeth, and then I'm off to school. I go to Tower Singer 645 every day. And that's when I start traveling the lambkin way. I'm talking seat down all the halls, dancing up on the walls, spiking on volleyballs, wearing that purple gold, doing just what I'm told. Being hot when outside it's cold.
Cold.
Hello, Mr. Poco, just let it go. 2010, I'm in just to win. Be prepared.
a freshman. My eyes glaze over as I fiddle with my pen. I start to daydream about what is to come. And all I can imagine is some Collins fun. I'm talking standing up on my chair, seeing like I just don't care, eating a yummy pear. Students in disarray, as I just walk away, saying what I got to say. Hello, Mr. Funko, just let it go. 2010, I'm in, just to win. Be prepared, don't be scared of what you see. Mr. Life as Musical, here I be.
Well, that was interesting.
Anyway, that was the video.
Yeah.
Check out Mr. FCHS 2011 this year. It'll be pretty awesome.
Hmm. We never have anything decent like that. Average TV thing, like the TV thing, is just crap.
That's our ours today was hilarious.
Do I want to know?
You know the Viagra commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did a parody of it. But it was like a subtle parody so that the teachers wouldn't get mad. But everyone knew it, like, because he was like, join debate. Look what it did for me. Wink. And everyone's like, did they seriously just do that?
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty great. And Ben Leininger is the funniest man on earth, and he's in it. Okay, these computers are pissing me off.
Dead air.
Yeah.
We're good at this. Hey, Dietz is on.
Dietz? Will he actually say anything?
I'm so easily entertained. So if you guys have any music requests, no, we're going to play for a while anyway. And if you guys are looking through our little request log online there and you don't see a song that you want, let us know and I'll track it down.
Yes!
Yeah!
I actually got 2 songs to play, so...
Aww. Do we get a reply from What's-His-Face?
No, we didn't.
Aww.
Unfortunately.
Okey dokey.
We'll try again next week.
Yeah, that's what we said last week.
Yeah. Alright, well, here goes a good song.
Yeah, gotta leave in 6 minutes.
Alright, we're gonna talk for a couple more minutes.
Alright, sounds good. I did have an idea, but then I just spaced. Oh, well.
Alright, so, I guess you guys should call in before we leave.
Maybe we should have done C&J Party Planners. It's more entertaining.
I don't know who we would call, though.
No, I mean, as in, like, your surname.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of growing on me. Because when it gets a cookie, it just sounds so...
gay.
That was quick. But then we have to tell everyone the story. Alright, let's tell everyone the story.
Alright, are we going to change the name?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
As I said, we should be the Bipolar Show. Just change whenever we want to.
Yeah, except we can't do that with Facebook pages.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a way. We'll find a way. There's a will, there's a way. We only have, like...
4 people? What four? Is it?
Do we get an extra person now?
Yeah, Knuckles.
When gets a cookie. Plus, that has a really weird picture, too. Looks like we're photoshopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Knuckles now.
Alright, well, should I delete the page then?
Bieber blasted. No. I will.
You'll do it?
I will look to see if you can change the name.
Alright. No, I'll change it on click.
Facebook fan page.
Alright, from this point forward, we are no longer known as Winner Gets a Cookie. However, we will still do cookie debt. And I am taking Kyle off the show. Where from now,
dun,
from this
dun,
point,
dun.
C&J Party Planners.
Alright, I'm not changing it anymore after this, hopefully.
Oh wow, screwed up the schedule. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, not noon.
Oh, you don't want to be at noon?
No. Well, I could do noon instead of school.
Yeah, me too. Apparently they used to be able to change it, but now they can't.
Yeah, you could.
There we go.
What?
Never mind. It's not currently possible to edit the name of a page. If you want to change page names, you'll need to delete your page and recreate it. Oh, God. That's gay. Facebook, you were awesome until then. We didn't put much effort into it, though.
Yeah. And we have one viewer on Ustream, so I'm shutting down the stream.
Yeah, that one viewer is me. So you want to take another picture for... the... C&J Party Planners?
Sure.
If I can... How do you make a freaking page? I hated this. I couldn't get it last time. Pages... create page for your local business, is that what we decided?
I have no clue.
Non-profit, right? Non-profit, page name. C, how do you want to do it? Like little fancy and or?
Yes.
Little fancy.
That's what I did on click.
Space or no spaces?
Spaces.
C&J Party Planners. Do you want to explain...
Alright, C&J Party Planners. Basically, C&J Party Planners is...
Alright, we're up.
A male stripper service. We go international, interstate, intercity, not interracial.
In a room.
In a room. Yes, we do interracial.
Whoa.
Basically, we call unsuspecting people and tell them that they have ordered a couple strippers for their party coming up. So you can help with this by submitting parties,
donations,
whatever.
Donations to pay for us stripping clothes.
Yes, because we do our services free.
And for our,
own benefit. So, we'll try to do C&J Party Planners again soon.
Yes, we should restart that.
Yes, and we'll try to get a celebrity on the phone next time.
Edit page. Add.
I guess it's 9:30.
Yep. Do you want to take a picture for the thing so it's not blank?
Yeah. Are you hooked up to the webcam?
No. I just added you as an admin, though.
All right, here it goes. Add an image. Take a photo with the webcam. Allow.
Is it C&J Party Planners?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where's the picture? Tell me when I'm in. Oh.
You're in it.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Tell me when you're clicking.
Okay. I'm gonna click in 1, 2, 3, 2, 1.
All right, let's see how this turns out.
I look possessed.
I think we
look possessed.
See, and...
Hey, put it backwards.
That's awesome. I'm liking that.
Indeed.
All right, so we now have a new Facebook page, C&J Party Planners. It should stay like that now. Hopefully we're not going to change it again.
Yeah, we will.
So go ahead and like it. Because you know you want to like it. Because
like it good and hard.
7 out of 2010. Ha. Huh. Mission to provide stripping services to
the youth of America. Oh, that would sound so bad.
To America.
To our beautiful listeners.
Our wonderful listeners. Save. Alright, we should probably get out of here.
Alright. Alright, so check with us next week, next Tuesday, where it gets a cookie will never be on again. CNJ Party Planners starts next Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Be there or be square.
Be there or be square. Just don't be a circle because we like straight people.
Yes. And make sure you start the podcast today, too.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
So here goes... Cascada, Every Time We Touch, DJ Sammy, Heaven, and our last request of the night that we're here, Flowbots, Rise. You can catch the Flowbots on September 18th at 93.3's Big Gig with Tickle Me Pink, Smashing Pumpkins, Amber.
All right, done. You're done advertising.
All right. All right.
See you guys next
birthday,
week.
So.
Hasta la vista.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
All day and all night, the hottest hits on planet Earth are right